All right, so we welcome in the surging, the leader, I guess you could say, of the replacements for the New York Yankees. I love what this guy's doing. He's making unbelievable catches in the outfield. He's hitting home runs. He's taking names. He's kicking ass. Mike Tauchman, John Jastrzemski, and Evan Roberts here on the fan. Mike, how you doing, man? What's happening, bro?
Not a lot, guys. Just, you know, getting ready for this last one in Baltimore. How you guys doing?
Well, not as good as you.
Seriously.
Do you enjoy, since it's fresh in your mind and you literally did both of it last night, do you enjoy robbing a home run or hitting a home run more? Because we've seen it all from you and we saw both of that last night.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Hitting homers is, you never get over the feeling of hitting a home run, but taking them away is pretty cool too. Like, it's just so rare that you kind of even get an opportunity to make a play on a ball like that. So no, that's definitely, it's just as exhilarating. It's hard to pick just one though.
Mike, the fact that you've been so hot since what, early July when you came back to the big leagues, what in your opinion has been the biggest difference at the plate? I mean, we saw the numbers over 175 games. I mean, you're in the same sentence as Mike Trout, Charlie Blackmon, George Springer, just to name a few. You found something all of a sudden, your power stroke, being able to hit with runners on base. You're in the box every single day, so I ask you, what's been the biggest difference?
A lot of it, I would ultimately say is just confidence in my approach. We do a lot of work and with our hitting coaches, just coming up with, you know, attack plans for that day and that starter, and then just, you know, not just having it, but sticking with it, and being very stubborn about it. And then honestly, just other than that, it just kind of simplifies everything else. When you're able to have a really strong plan, it just kind of simplifies everything else and lets you focus on just trying to get the barrel of the ball.
It's interesting. When the Yankees traded for you in late March, I said, all right, let me learn more about this Mike Tauchman. And I'm not that familiar with you. And I look it up and see how productive you've been at AAA the last couple of years. It's not like you just learned how to hit. I mean, you've been a very productive player. Is it as simple as the opportunity that's been afforded to you that now you've gotten a chance? Because you played a little bit with the Rockies at the major league level, but you never really got that chance to play every single day. Could it be as simple as finally at the major league level, after proving everything you could prove at AAA, the numbers are there, that the opportunity was finally given to you?
I definitely think that plays a factor. I think, one of the biggest challenges as a player who's trying to make that transition from, you know, the high minor leagues to the major leagues is just getting comfortable being yourself. And I think that, you know, first and foremost, that starts with your ability to self-evaluate who you are as a player and then, you know, feel comfortable enough to be that kind of guy every day, because it's a challenge. You know, you're going into somewhere where it's just, you know, I think there's really nothing that simulates the energy and the emotion and the grand stage of the big leagues. So it can be overwhelming at times, especially, but you get a little more comfortable every time you go up and down, and you learn a little bit more about yourself and what it's going to take to be successful. And I definitely would say that, the guys in the clubhouse have been a big help with just feeling comfortable and feeling confident. And, the way we're playing right now, it's so much fun showing up to the ballpark and playing with these guys every single day.
Well, I totally believe it. We got Mike Tauchman with John Jastrzemski and Evan Roberts right here on the fan. And, Mike, you know, the next man up mentality for your team has been remarkable to watch. Aaron Judge goes down. You step up. Quinn Frazier steps up. Cameron Maybin steps up. Gary Sanchez is out. And you got Austin Romine and Kyle Higashioka hitting the tar out of the baseball. Have you guys kind of embraced that role, the idea of guys who are either in the minor leagues or guys coming off the bench saying, hey, the big boys are out, but we can't miss a beat? Like, what has it been about that next man up mentality that has made you guys as a team so special so far this year?
I think first and foremost that, you know, the guys you're mentioning, like, we're all honestly first and foremost really, really good baseball players. And that shows the depth of our team is I think we're so deep at on the mound and at the plate. The guys like that, when you get an opportunity, it's exciting, and because you're kind of you're in that bench role. So when you get an opportunity to, you know, play a little bit more consistently, you just want to take advantage of it. And when, you know, your other guys are taking advantage of theirs, you want to join in on that and you want to be a part of it. And I just think, you know, culturally, our clubhouse, everybody just wants to contribute and contribute to wins. And, you know, it's kind of just that snowball effect of, you know, he's doing it, so I want to do it, so I'm going to do it, so I'm going to. And it's just, that's just kind of how, you know, we approach each day. Like, it's just fun. It's exciting. You want to be a part of it.
Do you think about, boy, if this team gets healthy, where are my at-bats coming from? Or do you try to keep that out of your mind?
No, I don't really think about that. I think about, I try to stay very present and focus on winning that day. I think, I've always been a believer that, what's like the saying, a high tide raises all ships or whatever. So, right. I mean, if we're playing well, the team's rolling, you know, we're all going to look good. We keep winning. However the at-bats break down is how it's going to break down. And, you know, ultimately, you know, I think we have a really good opportunity here to make a really deep postseason run. So that's the focus every day.
What went through your mind when you were told in late March we're trading you? Because you were with the Rockies for a long time. They're the ones that drafted you. So what was your thought when you're told you're going to the Yankees?
I was incredibly excited. You know, obviously the history of this franchise, the level of success, sustained success they've had, and knowing that, you know, I had an opportunity to potentially step into an environment where, you know, this team has World Series aspirations. Like, that's, I mean, what more could you want, you know, playing at Yankee Stadium, playing, you know, primetime games at Yankee Stadium, competing for a World Series. Like, that's all I've wanted to do, you know, as a baseball player since I was 4 years old. So, you know, it's exciting. I really feel like I kind of hit the lottery.
I believe it, Mike. So you mentioned the culture of the Yankees, right? The veteran players within this organization as a whole. Who is the one guy, if there's one specifically that's kind of taken you under his wing, that's been, you know, a great fixture for you day in and day out? Is there like one guy in the Yankee clubhouse that you've been really, really tight with?
I mean, I think, you know, I don't want to, you know, exclude anybody, because I really feel like we're a very, very tight-knit group as a team, and, you know, we're all kind of pulling the rope in the same direction. But, you know, just as a left-handed outfielder who kind of moves around the outfield, like, Brett Gardner's been absolutely amazing. And the conversations we have on the bench, breaking down pitchers, and, you know, just different stuff in the outfield or base running, and, you know, any like tips or, you know, anything he's great at stuff like that. Cause he's seen everything. He's been in the game. He's been here for what, 12 years now. So, you know, he's been a huge part of, he's been, you know, giving me a lot of help and really, you know, all the guys, he's one of our leaders, and he's every day. I mean, he's out there 12 years in the big leagues playing as hard as he can every single day. So that's, I mean, even if he never said anything to me, I'd learn a lot from him.
You know, the Yankee, and you've picked up on this, the Yankee fans can't stand the Red Sox. I mean, they can't stand
them. I'm one of them, Mike. Yeah. I can't stand the Red Sox. That's a fact.
How long does it take for you as a player, as a guy that, you know, you're not really involved in the Yankee-Red Sox rivalry until you come here, but then you've got to, I mean, you know, I'm sure you knew about it, but you never got to taste it. You never got to feel it. How quickly do you pick up on how important it is to guys like JJ sitting to my left that you just crush their souls, because there is such a rivalry amongst the fans between these two teams?
Yeah, I don't like the top of the first inning, the first game we played at Yankee Stadium.
Quick,
you know,
quick.
I mean, you know, that was early in the year, and, you know, obviously we always have great crowds, and the fans are always great, but there's definitely more buzz. There's more excitement. There's more, and you know, but yeah, it just makes it so much more fun. It just makes, I mean, it just, it, you know, it's like I said, it's like what you dream about, you know, playing in front of sellout crowds, and you're playing in them. You know, we're probably one of the most historic rivalries in American sports, and it's you know, what more could you want?
Mike, I got to ask you about Aaron Boone going off on the umpire a couple weeks ago because I absolutely loved it. In fact, I saw Tommy Canley yesterday wearing one of those Savage t-shirts. I bought it. I'm wearing it this weekend. I can't wait to rock it. And you guys have embraced that idea, right? I see everybody wearing, like, Savage is this, Savage is that throughout the Yankee clubhouse. So what did it mean for you watching that game, seeing your manager show that sort of fire and say, hey, guys, I got you back?
I mean, it's great. From the front office and Booney and the coaching staff all the way down to the bay, we're all of the same goal, is that we're here to battle for nine innings every single day, and it kind of creates that identity of that, or that, you know, Savage in the box or Savage on the mound, whatever it is. We know that, you know, these guys, the staff has our back and is going to fight for us, and we're all fighting for each other, and it just makes you tighter as a team, and you know, it really just kind of adds that unquantifiable thing that makes, you know, the great teams really great, I think.
Yeah, we're talking to Mike Tauchman, and one thing I think we've all noticed is, boy, this guy can hit lefties, which you usually don't expect from a left-hand hitter. So I went on Baseball Reference the other day and said, man, I got to put some numbers to this. He's hitting .430 against lefties. I mean, it's not even human. Has hitting against left-handers been something, as a left-hand batter, you've always been comfortable with? I mean, take me through that, because it's kind of crazy to see your batting average almost 200 points higher against lefties than it is against righties.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like a big deal to you. It's like, whatever.
I never have really understood the, I guess, myth or whatever, that lefties have a hard time with lefties. I mean,
interesting.
I think that a lot of it has to do with approach. I mean, obviously there's just really tough pitchers, and I think, you know, baseball is weird, where there's some guys you see well, some guys you don't see well, and there's sometimes not really a rhyme or reason for it. I feel like with lefties, you know, sometimes with right-handed pitchers, there's more of a mix of pitches that you're going to get.
Right.
And sometimes you have to think about, you know, covering with a lefty, it's usually a fastball and a breaking ball. And, you know, you try to have a plan of, you know, where you want each of those pitches to be or start. And then I really try to keep things simple against lefties. But I think we have a lot of guys that can they're just good hitters. It doesn't matter who's on the mound, you know.
That's interesting you say, because I don't think, like, in the history of baseball, it's really been a myth. I think lefties tend to struggle, but I guess that shows the difference, that you've just had this kind of confident approach that it never bothers you. And that's a great thing, because a lot of lefties do, not all, obviously, you know that, but a lot of lefties do struggle against left-hand pitchers, and clearly don't bother you, which is a great thing. It's a great thing for your career, that's for sure.
Yeah, I just try to be really competitive in the batter's box, and, you know, hopefully it works out. A lot of times it doesn't, but sometimes it does, you know.
Mike, final one for me. And I know you guys love playing at Yankee Stadium. I know October is going to be rocking in the Bronx, but, man, it must be nice to be playing these games on the road at Camden Yards, on the ball flying out of that place.
Yeah. No, you know, I think, I mean, I've enjoyed playing here, and it's a gorgeous ballpark, and, you know, we've had a lot of success offensively in our games here, and we try to just be as consistent as we can every day, you know.
Well, Mike, keep it up, man. You're killing it. I hope to watch more home runs leaving the yard. I hope to see you maybe rob another home run tonight, if possible. Why not, Mike? You're that hot. Keep it rolling, bro. Keep up the good work. We appreciate a couple minutes, all right?
Yeah, okay. Thanks, guys.
There you go.
Mike Tauchman, one of the hottest players in baseball.
I was going to say, must be nice to be Mike Tauchman these days. Must be nice.
I'm laughing at how... Yeah, lefties, it's no big deal. It's a myth. It's not a problem. And I think, in a way, it's a compliment to what he's been able to do. Because, not that I've ever looked at every left-hand hitter in the history of baseball, I haven't, but just watching a lot of baseball, lefties struggle against lefties. And it has been remarkable how good he's been against all lefties since he's been called up. And I think the attitude that he has is part of the reason. Like, it's no big deal.
It's another at-bat. But you know what?
Yeah.
That's why, as a baseball player, it's moving on to the next play.
Yeah.
It's moving on to the next at-bat. It's moving on to the next game. If you're one of these guys that kind of lets it, dare I say, haunt you, you're probably not going to have success.
You should have listened very carefully to him, because knowing as what I know about you, you're a left-hand hitter. You faced me as a left-hand pitcher, and I struck you.
I also swung a crap.
Well, whose fault is that?
I also fouled a couple of balls right behind the home plate backstop that I was right on.
You need a rematch.
I do need a rematch.
You do. No, you do. I'm a fair guy. You deserve a rematch.
I was going to say, I want it back.
Well, 0-for-1, the man's a 0.
I was going to say, well, what if I hit a line drive right at your face the next
time? Wow. Well, listen, if I make the play, it means nothing. If it goes off my noggin and you get on first base, well,
then
you're back
to 500. How about off your calf? The head is probably a little harsh. If I hit one off your calf and it like rattles towards the first base dugout and I have a single, I'd be okay with that.
Here's the bottom line, JJ. I don't give a damn what it hits because I'm protected. If I get you out at first base, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, but
I don't
care. What if it caroms back and I get on first base?
Then you got to hit. Okay. I mean, it's like if you hit a light laser beam line drive right at the right fielder. If he catches it, you're 0-for-2.
And that's why baseball is a harsh and a cruel game, my
friend. It really is. We'll come back. We'll get your calls on the Mets and Yankees. Obviously, everything's going very swimmingly in New York sports. John Jastrzemski, Evan Roberts, sitting in for Mike until 6:30 this evening.